Hey, thanks for being here. Appreciate you spending some time with the show this morning. As you heard Jeff say in the news, the mayor of Phoenix was on yesterday with Gatos and Chad and was talking about the $20,000 raise that Phoenix police officers are getting. I had been having some conversations behind the scenes with officers in Phoenix and reached out to plea the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association. That is the union that represents rank and file street cops all over. And they are the largest group that represents street cops, and wanted to have a conversation with them. So joining us is plea president Daryl Kripling. And Daryl, let's start with the raise. At its foundation, for the new recruits that's coming in, is this a good thing for the young officers that are coming on to Phoenix PD?
Well, good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me on. To answer your question, yes, this is a great thing for the newest applicants and the newest officers within our department. They're going to realize a huge increase in the pay.
And would you say that that is a necessary tool for recruitment?
Absolutely. That's just one part of it. But when you're being when every other agency in the state was paying more than us, it was hard for us to get the best candidates, the brightest and the best.
So now let's look at the more senior officers. As the experienced officers that climbs up that ladder, are you seeing the same kind of increase for the senior officers as you're seeing for the new recruits?
No, sir. And that's where it was a little bit misleading yesterday with the mayor. Folks like myself, the most senior officers in the department, the way they did paying the class and comp study, they rolled in our current compensation of career enhancement points and longevity to add to our hourly rate. So while our hourly rate on paper went up, our total compensation did not. And in fact, guys like myself, that are some of the most senior officers in the department, realized a $159 a year increase yesterday. So it works out about 7 cents an hour.
So the increase you're going to get right now when this kicks in, or as this kicks in, you're only going to get an extra $150 or so in the first year.
That's correct. And because it's, less than 3% of an increase, there's going to be an increase for guys like us at the six-month mark versus the one-year anniversary date of this beginning. But our contention from the beginning was that officers, wherever you were in the old step, whatever step you were at, should have been transferred in at that same step in the new pay scale. And that would have been an immediate increase for all of the officers across the board, not just the newest and the junior officers.
So will you realize as you progress, as you get more years on, are you seeing an increase in those steps?
Yes, sir. So it will take 2.5 years for me to then, top out at the pay scale in step 9. So when I do top out, it'll be about a $14,000 wage increase over that 2.5 years. And I'll tell you, our guys are out there every day in and out working with conditions of, understaffing, increased call volumes and workloads. And this, had we been transferred over at just the same pay step that we were at in the old step, this would have been a huge thank you to those officers for going out day in and day out and doing their job. It would have been a real nice boost. Essentially, the state of Arizona is leading the nation in inflation. So, that 7 cents an hour is not going to go far.
So when you look at the totality of this package, how do the officers – let's go with just how PLEA – how does PLEA view this on a grade scale? It's good for the young recruits, but it's not for the seasoned officers. So what do you say in the overall package? What should have been done differently, and what grade do you give it, the whole package?
I give it a B, right, because it was needed. I just think the implementation was less than we desired. The officer should have been transferred over at the same steps that they were in the old step. They should have been put into those same steps on the new step. But overall, it's great. It's unfortunate that it's going to take the most senior officers, a couple of years to realize a true benefit from it.
So when you did you have any input on this? Did you, even after the fact, have you talked with the city management and have they given you an explanation as to why it was implemented the way it is?
Well, through this process, because it was a class and comp study, we really had no input in it. We were able to have some effect on the start dates. Originally, this wasn't supposed to start this phase two until January of this coming year, this next year. But it came down to what the city could afford. And, their explanation was that it was just too cost prohibitive to roll everybody in at the current step. So
Do you have any idea what that cost would have been if they had done it the way you wanted? Do you know what the cost increase would have been?
I don't know what it would have been that, you know, had they rolled it in that way. I know that with the increase in compensation across the board for all the ranks, it cost the department an extra $21 million to roll it out the way they just did.
Do you believe that this will cause seasoned officers to be unhappy, or will they leave the agency because of this, or is this just something that is bothersome?
No, I there's a lot of folks that are unhappy, and rightfully so. I mean, the people that are most loyal to the city, to the department, and are out there doing their job day in and day out with lack of resources that we have, they felt slighted, and I can't blame them for that. You know, the mayor mentioned that when she was asked about a retention, something for retention for the senior officers yesterday, she kind of mentioned the state legislature and the drop extension bill. But then she started talking about how other calls were going to be answered by social service workers and stuff like that. But to be honest, I mean, drop isn't even that great of a carrot, because right now we're only averaging about 2.5 years per police officer. The average is about 2.5 years they're staying in a drop, and then they're retiring from that. So,
and yeah, before I let you go, can you explain a little bit of that in that? And I've talked about what it takes for a new officer, someone who was first day in the police academy, to actually be a standalone officer. The disparity in experience, what is that doing to the agency when you're going to get a flood of new recruits coming in, but you're losing so many senior officers? What does that do to the agency?
Well, that's experience you can't replace in any short amount of time, right? I mean, these are officers that the experience that we have walking out the door every day is 20 to 25 years of police experience and special education and in whatever realm they're in, whether they're detectives or patrol officers. I mean, that's experience that you're losing. And these new officers, I mean, to become a full-fledged officer that is capable of taking their calls and operating in a manner that's is essentially productive, you know, it takes 6 months, maybe a year or better, but they will never, ever glean that type of experience that has just walked out the door when someone decides to retire.
Especially when these young officers are going to lean on the senior officers on the street for that experience and advice as they grow in their career.
Absolutely.
Daryl, I appreciate the insight in this, and I want to continue this conversation moving forward, but I'm glad you kind of clarified some of the perspective from inside the agency, and hopefully this is something that works out well for the city in totality, because in the end, I know you want what I want. That's safe streets and cops that are well compensated and an agency that's fully staffed.
Absolutely, and don't get me wrong, this is a good pay structure, right? We just don't like how it was rolled out and how the senior officers were kind of left sitting on the bench when it came to increases in their compensation.
Yep, point well taken, Daryl. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, that is Daryl Kipling. He is the head of the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association, the president of PLEA. That is the union that represents the rank-and-file cops on the streets, and just give you a little bit of a perspective. And I thought it was a very fair analysis as well. He said, overall, it's a good. I give it a B. It was necessary, but it left some senior officers on the bench, was the phrase he used. So we're going to talk more about this as the day goes on.